Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so she wants to know if she's the jerk for calling out her stepmom.
Okay.
There's a lot of, like, facts and stuff in here where they're like venting and trying to tell us everything. Let me just read it to you.
Okay, let's go.
Am I the jerk for calling out my stepmom in front of my dad and sisters? Hey, Allie and DZ. So backstory, my grandparents on my dad's side want to have a family get together with all the kids, everyone in the family, grandkids, great grandkids in August.
Okay.
So they chose a Saturday, but last year I bought concert tickets as a Christmas present for my sister and her fiance. I even got one for myself and someone else so I could bring someone.
Dang.
When I told my grandparents, they said, okay, we can change the party to Sunday because she had bought tickets for Saturday.
That's nice.
Then they asked me to text my dad and sisters and my stepmom, just letting them know. So I did, and my stepmom said, well, we can't make it because my niece and nephew have a horse show and they already switched Saturday for Sunday. But It's nice to know that the concert's more important than her and my niece.
Oh,
I did not know they had a horse show that weekend, or I would have suggested a different weekend. Okay, how am I supposed to know? Anyway, after she said that, I responded, told her I had these tickets since September. But it's good to know a horse show is more important than us, as in family. She then replied, it's more important than you, singling me out. That's a word for word, and I have the text to prove it.
Okay.
I then told her it's good to know what she really thinks, even though I've always known. This is just the first time she's said it. So then I proceeded to tell her that I just read the message to my grandparents so they would know. I mean, this is a lot of back
and forth.
He said at this point.
Rabbit hole.
Yeah, and it's better. She won't be there making the whole day about herself. Keep in mind, this is a group chat, so my dad and sister saw everything going on.
Okay.
And then the stepmom said, remember, you're too old to get away with this behavior. Bye, brat. And I ended it with bye, bleep. You guys are so juvenile. Now I kind of feel bad. My dad saw the exchange because I know it hurt him deeply.
Dad didn't say nothing, though?
And my mom thinks I probably should have taken it to a private text after she said it's more important than you. But I feel like after 20 years of putting up with her, I feel like I'm in the right. So am I the jerk for calling my stepmom out in front of my family? So yeah, you said something interesting. Where was the dad when they were fighting? Like,
if it's a group chat.
He's calling.
Ain't nobody say chill out.
She's calling her daughter a brat.
Mm-hmm.
She's then calling her stepmom a worse B word.
A bleep.
And the dad, and everybody's just silent in the group chat while all this is dysfunction at its best.
The sister and
these
the
are adults.
Dad just watched the tea.
What planet?
Sat back and let the exchange happen.
I mean.
That's literally what happened, bro. See, but after 20 years, you are an adult, right? Mm-hmm. So clearly they are past their 20s, or at least deep 20s, right?
Well, and after 20 years of, you say, putting up with your stepmom, that means she's like your mom, 20 years.
Well, 20 years, but that means
another mom.
You didn't have a good relationship, though, mm-hmm. if it's putting up, obviously, right? That's where I'm coming in at mm-hmm. and going, are you just going in, layering in the past years of animosity that you guys had, and then mm-hmm. now y'all made this the time where it explodes and becomes mm-hmm. a thing because there was confusion and dates and things got messed up? Like, is this worth it?
No. Am I the jerk for calling her out in front of my family? I'm going to say you are the jerk. I think this is obnoxious, and I think this is wild. I would like a bigger issue than what it is for you guys to be calling your stepmom, basically name-calling. Mom's calling a daughter, and a daughter's calling a mom, stepmom or not, in a group chat in front of the family.
Mm-hmm.
Grow up.
Mm-hmm.
Over which day you're going to have the get-together. This is the dumbest thing that you guys are fighting over.
I can't disagree with anything that you're saying right now.
It's wild to me. And she wants to know if she's the jerk. Yeah, you're the jerk for even stooping that low at this point. Like, just don't go.
But at what point do then, as a child that becomes an adult, mm-hmm. with somebody that arguably is no blood relation and you have a problem with, when do you address something? You know, she took it as the opportunity to finally address something.
She was trying to find a solution.
I'm not justifying whatever she was doing, but as far as think about the party, the grandparents, for her, that's the important thing. That's who she's related to blood-wise. Just saying. So she went, I'm making that work. I ain't even know about the horse show wherever. How did that come into the picture? Y'all are already busy doing a horse show that I didn't know about. That start this whole little drama. Now everybody's arguing. Now you stoop into different levels. I just don't know why this is the moment that they chose to address it.
Yeah, in a group text with everybody else in it.
I love that you're addressing it. Y'all clearly got problems. Y'all need to talk. Y'all don't get along.
They're not being productive, though. No. They're just saying these hurtful things back and forth instead of, let's find a different weekend when everybody can do it. That would be the solution here, but instead it turns into, you know,
why would this
insulting
the moment
each other.
To insult each other and call each other out. And honestly, when is the right moment to insult each other and call each other out, though.
Although, if the dad's sitting there while the stepmom says it's more important than you, that's pretty hurtful, too. There's so many things wrong with this story.
Clearly, so many more things going on the parent, the actual parent and the sibling didn't even chime in.
Right.
They just let it happen.
They must be looking at these two like, y'all look crazy. Nobody wants to get involved.
Is she the jerk, though?
Somebody said, okay, but the stepmom has always been an adult, so she has likely raised her this way? Great point.
Hella valid.
That the mom would have, there's no way.
Hella valid.
She probably would have been a kid when her parents started dating if the stepmom's been around for 20 years. So she already should be acting like the adult.
The child.
You're the parent.
The child matured and is now standing up to the adult. Maybe this is it. That text right there got something to it.
Somebody else wrote in and said, yikes, the disrespect is strong in this family. You are all the jerks. Love, Bella. Wow.
Wepa.
Somebody else said, oh, that family reunion just went to hell in a basket. I don't even want to be at this family thing. Wow.
Let's go.
Let's talk to you next. 414-533-1037. Now that number works to text or call, and we'll see what everybody thinks.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
My head kind of hurts from this one. She wants to know if she's the jerk for calling out her stepmom on a group chat in front of everybody because they couldn't agree on a weekend to get together. They started name-calling. The stepmom started it. I'll be fair. The stepmom did start the nastiness when she was trying to find a solution.
You
but
think
then
so?
She jumped. Yeah, because she was like trying to find a different weekend. And the stepmom said, no, it's not going to work.
We see where your priorities are.
Something it's more important than you, etc. You know, they're just, well, they were both throwing shade.
Hella shade.
Let's just go to the callers. We'll start with Amelia in Milwaukee this morning.
Morning, Amelia.
Good morning.
Y'all ready?
Yes.
She said, y'all ready? I don't know.
I don't know. Are you going to snap? Because she wants to know if she's the jerk for calling out her stepmom. What do you think?
First of all, they're both jerks. Mm-hmm. They're dumb.
I'm sorry.
I've been experienced with family members, stepmom, whatever the case situation, stepdad, whatever. Come on now. Grow up.
Yeah. Everybody needs to grow up.
Yeah. From what it sounds like, the daughter and the stepmom, they probably didn't. They always had issues with each other.
Yep.
For so many years, balling up over the years, maybe the stepdaughter just had it. But also, the dad not jumping in
was weird
and checking the situation.
Yeah.
That's another thing, too.
Well, yeah, that's a whole other situation, to be completely honest, though. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that's another thing, too. And then, like, they both are being petty. Like, even though you're her stepmom, but you're going to her. Like, I get the young girl. I get it. She snaps. She had it.
Yeah.
But for the stepmom to turn around and be petty at the same level.
Well, she's setting a horrible example, and I would almost bet that the dad and the sisters are sick of this, and that's why nobody's responding, because they're both petty as hell, and this stupid fighting with adults in a group chat gets old when you actually have things to do in a life.
This ain't the first time.
Yeah, there's no way this is the first time.
They've blown up. That's why dad and sister both stayed up out of it, because this is not the first time.
But I still think the parent's the parent, and the parent needs to be lead as an adult, no matter if your children are adults.
But then again, Allie, you'd be surprised how some parents can be petty.
No, I agree. Amelia, this mom was.
I don't got no energy for that stuff. If you want to be petty, get mad for something dumb, you know what? I don't got something to say to you. Then when you don't come around, they want to be like, oh, you're this and that. You know what? I'm like this because for this reason. Mm-hmm. I could talk from my experience.
Yeah.
I agree with you 100%. Without a doubt, girl. I am on your team, Amelia.
Amelia said double jerks and double dumb.
Dumb dumbs and jerks. Dumb dumbs and jerks. Dumb and dumber over there.
I just want to say happy birthday, Ellie.
Aw, thank
you. Have some margaritas, some fajitos, something.
Okay.
DZ, give her Mama Juana.
Oh, snap.
Wait, is that the stuff I drink in the Dominican? It sounds shady.
We'll talk off air, Allie.
Okay.
Maybe we appreciate you.
Just remember, I was in a Latin country and they kept giving me a shady liquor and said, drink this. And I went, okay.
Okay.
You guys have a nice one.
You too. Bye, fam.
Amelia's funny. All right, let's go to Christina with the blue hair. Christina, good morning.
Good morning. Happy birthday, Allie.
Thank you. Amelia said they're both jerks, which I've never allowed on this show till today.
And dum-dums.
Yeah, they're both jerks, and I think grandma needs to have them go get a switch. Like, what is wrong with both of y'all? Come on now. Mm. This day is supposed to be about the grandma, correct?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So shut, just be quiet.
Thank
go
you
if
for
you
watching
can.
Your language.
And if you can't, I'm just triggered because family sucks.
Yeah.
But if my grandmother was still around, I would put up with all the snotty family members just to be with her that day.
Because
my grandma's gone. So you're both a jerk. Grow up. Appreciate your grandma before she's gone. Then you both regret it.
Well,
why I disinvite the both of them. Neither one of you are allowed to come.
It
you
is both dad's stay family. Home. It technically is dad's family, so the son might be the more important one, and one of the sisters can go.
And they both think they're more important than they both want to change the plans based on their own plans.
Their own selfish plans.
That's where I go.
It's like they both need to be dethroned for some reason. Like, you're not royalty. Totally. You guys are just two people in the family. Move on.
And since the queen's not leading as she should, aka the stepmom, everybody, you see what happens when she acts like that, the kid acts like that, even though the kid's an adult.
That's why Christina said,
exactly.
Tell her to go get the switch.
Queen.
Tell her to go get
the switch.
Well, the dad ain't
they
the
need
king.
A whooping.
The dad's disappearing.
Dad's just out here MIA, bro. Ooh,
that's funny. Dad's probably, he shriveled up in a corner somewhere. Sounds like dad has no spine.
He ain't trying to catch a stray.
Why are these children making his Mother's Day about them? Sorry, adults, not children.
Thank you.
Right, thanks,
I think
Christina.
Children would handle it better.
Ooh, they usually do. Christina, we appreciate you.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Peace.
That's two that said both are the jerk. Rico's in Milwaukee.
How we get four jerk votes and two calls.
I don't know, but it's the only time I'm allowing it, because how can you even? Rico, good morning.
Good morning, man.
Good morning, Allie. Happy birthday. Ironically, it is my daughter's 14th birthday today as well.
Aww. Happy birthday to her. We were born the same year. How exciting. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. Rico, thank you for real, and happy birthday to her. What do you think?
Definitely.
Who's the jerk?
I think the kids are the jerk, because, you know, even though you have this horse show, you know, not everybody revolves around your life. This is a day for the grandmother. This is a day for her to be happy and joyful. And then, you know, sitting there badgering her between the whole text call and everything, you know, that's just ridiculous. I mean, this day is more important to the grandmother, it seems. The kids are more happy about going to see Wilbur run around the court. You know,
Wilbur?
I mean,
oh my
Lord. Like, Wilbur!
Rico!
Because the horse show!
I know, but this
show, Mr. Ed and Wilbur.
I wasn't expecting it, man, that's
Rico,
all.
Rico, you're funny.
You know, just think of the grandmother. Stop thinking about yourselves. There's another horse show that's coming up 2 months from now this summer.
And another concert, too.
It's not that important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the grandmother needs to be happy. The kids should be grown up considering that they're there for her party. You know, it's not their situation.
Yeah.
Say less, Rico.
Rico, we're with you. We agree. And when you read this back, you just go, they all sound immature.
They all do. Yeah. But in reality, I think the kids are the jerk for just being inappropriate and disrespectful to the grandmother.
Ah.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for calling, Rico.
Appreciate you.
Not a problem. Love y'all. Thank you very much.
Lay back, dog. Peace.
So he says the one who wrote in is the jerk. She should just be respectful to the parents and not talk like that. But they're a mess.
Everybody's a jerk in the situation. And I love it. Jerks and dumb.
The stepmom's a jerk for being rude to her stepdaughter. The stepdaughter's a jerk for being rude to her stepmom. The dad's a jerk for saying absolutely nothing while all of this goes on. Mm-hmm. And the other siblings are cool because they just don't want to be involved. They're cool.
Other siblings just ain't trying to catch strays.
They're
that's
just
all.
Mad they're on the group chat at this point. Let's be real.
They're just trying to stay out the way, bro, because this is not the first time. We've said it once, we've said it again. They are clearly dysfunctional, and they are not a good match.
No. Everybody's a jerk here.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld at Odyssey Podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.